Rural News Time, Maya Burry is in with us. Kia ora, Maya. There's more electioneering on the question of farmers and the land.
Morena, Susie. Sure is. Federated Farmers, it's delighted at a second favourable farming policy in 2 days. Yesterday, the National Party, it pledged to revive the recognised seasonal employer or RSE scheme, taking workers from Pacific Island nations which do not have COVID-19. It also wants changes to the government's new rules on fresh water. That covers things like nitrogen levels, winter grazing and fencing of waterways. So the President of Federated Farmers, Andrew Hoggard, he's welcoming all of this. He says the regulations need far more scrutiny.
The examples are rampant around how they're impractical and don't work on farm in terms of a implementation process. And so, you know, it's whichever party's in power after the election, they need to seriously review those rules.
But look, there's also a fair bit of opposition to National's proposal. Jen Toop of Greenpeace says reversing the policy will come at an environmental cost.
National is promising to review or repeal crucial freshwater protections, like the cap on synthetic nitrogen fertiliser, and that's essentially a promise for dirtier rivers, and it's a betrayal of the rights of New Zealanders to swim in clean rivers and access safe drinking water.
Now, another National pledge that would support the development of water storage systems. Kerry Johnson of Irrigation NZ says that policy is vital.
It is needed to ensure that we are resilient, and that's not just from an agricultural point of view, but from a community water supply point of view, enhancing environmental flows. They've actually been bold enough to sort of consider larger water storage, which we're also really pleased about because, you know, there are economies of scale. And water storage doesn't always equal dairy conversions and impaired water quality.
That's Kerry Johnson of Irrigation NZ.
Now, how has Labour responded to all of this, National's agriculture policy?
Labour's agriculture spokesperson is Damien O'Connor, and he's arguing that much of what National is proposing is redundant.
Most of the stuff they refer to is currently underway by the government. We've committed to reform the RMA. We're committed to progress the water reforms, but work with councils and farmers to make tweaks where necessary. We're continuing to drive trade agreements. So there's nothing surprising in here other than, I guess, their commitment to roll back some of the progressive work we're doing on climate change and water in partnership with farmers. The National said all these regulations would be gone by lunchtime, and then, of course, they committed to get rid of lunchtime for workers.
That's Labour's agriculture spokesperson, Damien O'Connor.
Now, going overseas now, you have a story about millions of wild super pigs running rampant across the US. It's not the feral hogs, is it?
It sure is. It is a Friday after all, so I thought I should tell you this story. It's the US media who are reporting that the wild pig population, it's soaring in the US, and it's something that experts over there are describing as a feral swine bomb. So there are about 9 million feral hogs in the US, and it seems that their numbers are really multiplying. The Atlantic, it's reporting that 30 years ago, only 17 states had feral pig populations. Now at least 39 states are impacted. And these pigs, they're a high hybrid of a domestic breed and European wild boar. That's creating something which the US Department of Agriculture describes as a super pig. And it says that these super pigs are doing billions of dollars of damage. They're trampling and tearing up crops, attacking livestock and destroying sensitive habitats.
Super pigs.
Watch out for them.
You win story of the day. That is Maya Burry with the Rural News at 20.